Yo. It's Justin Blast. Who is that Blast? I'm tripping. Welcome. Yo, it's Justin Bless. And we back like we never left. Yeah, you feel me? Yo, we here. We ain't leaving nothing on the table. We coming for everything. You feel me? Because we're putting it all in everything that we do. And it's a blessing to be alive. It's a blessing to be here. It's a blessing for me that you are actually listening to me speak. And I greatly appreciate that always, man. If you haven't already, please subscribe to the podcast. If you haven't already, please share the podcast with your friends, with your foes, with your hoes. Man, even your enemies at that. You feel me? Yeah. Man. It's a beautiful day to continue to have a beautiful day. You woke up this morning, you winning. You woke up this morning, don't take it for granted. Be the best, be the greatest you can possibly be. Man, welcome to the Justin Bless Podcast. Yo, man. Life is good. Life is great. And your boy's here, alive and well, alive and breathing and kicking, man. Looking at the time right now, bruh, you know, we still on the clock for Wells Fargo. You know what it is, man. We getting paid for doing the podcast, bruh. It's going to soon come to an end because, like I told you guys and expressed, I got a new position within Wells Fargo. More bread, more opportunity, but your boy is not going to be working from home like that no more. Bro, working at home, man, it's for these past 2+ years been feeling like house arrest, man. Like your boy really on house arrest, got a monitor, anklet. Like, bro, it's been like that because you do everything at home. And sometimes I just want to leave just to leave. You feel me? But like with the gas prices, nigga, we can't just be driving. You feel me? But you're in the beginning of the pandemic, though. Gas was dumb cheap. I remember it went down to like $1.80 or something like that. So, but now after the war and all that, shit's just different. But we here, we live and well, and we always give thanks. And we just grateful for all the opportunities that lie in front of us and the ones that we create by showing up, being present, and letting them know, yo, mother, I'm here, ready to work and put in that work. Let's get it. Yeah, man. But today, work was work, man. It's been crazy busy. Whole lot of dumb stuff going on in the department I'm in. So I'm so great that I am leaving. Real estate, heads up, man. We in the nitty gritty of things, bro. We close to the end, bro. I got one more hurdle to tackle, bro. One more hurdle to tackle. And your boy, get that cash out refinance. Again, get paid that big bread, bro. That big bread, bro. So I'm grateful. I'm thankful. And we just got one more hurdle, man. Just like Kobe said when he was up 2-0 in the finals. He said, what is there to be smiling about? The job's not done. And the reporter is like, the job's not finished. Like, yeah, but you're up 2-0. Yeah, but the job's not done. You feel me? Even though I got one more thing to hurdle, bro. The job's not done. We can't fully celebrate and go crazy and do all that just yet. And then again, we doubling up. You feel me? You take that same bread, reinvest and get something bigger and better and do it a bigger fashion. You feel me? So we're staying smart. We're staying disciplined. And yeah, I'll let you guys know what it is, man. I should hear word back tomorrow. And then let you guys know on Tuesday what the verdict is and how we go about this, man. I'm blessed and thankful to be in the position I'm in. Greatly, man, because couldn't happen without everything I went through. You feel me? So, yeah, man, we here. Hopefully you guys are feeling good. Make sure you guys check in with yourself mentally, physically, and spiritually. Definitely check in. Man, go to the gym, man. I can't be an advocate for the gym more than I already am, man. And I want my listeners and my supporters to go to the gym, man. It don't got to be like me. I be going hard. 2 hours in that hole yesterday. You feel me? I think 2 hours the day before that. Like, I just be going hard. You feel me? And I want you guys to stay healthy. You don't got to do that, man. You can just go there and just run on the treadmill, go in the sauna, be out. You feel me? Lift a little weights, run on the treadmill, or do the steps or elliptical or pull-ups, push-ups, bench, or whatever it is, man. Stay active. Get your heart pumping. Boop, 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 boop. You know what I mean? Don't have your heart just boop, 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 because eventually it's going to beep. And y'all already know what that is, and that's not what you want to do. You want your heart healthy as possible. Your mind and your heart got to be like the one and two things that got to be as healthy as possible. So, man, try to be as healthy as you guys can, man. So activate the body. Get the blood flowing. Don't have the blood stagnant. And for the niggas, for my fellas, going to gym make you better in the better in bed. Makes you a beast in bed, bruh. So them girls you gonna try to get, they gonna love it. You feel me? They gonna love you. So who don't want their girl saying, "Oh my God, my man," or hey, if you pull her at the club, whatever it is, I know it don't gotta be your girlfriend, you don't gotta be her man just to smash, but like, "Oh my God, this is the best I ever had." You feel me? Like, yo, the gym helps with that, man. And I went more into depth about it a little bit with, and you guys, if you guys haven't watched it, or I mean, I watched it, if you guys haven't listened to it, Too Much Porn. I forgot what episode it is, but it's called Too Much Porn, man. Check that joint out, man. That man mad funny. And then again, it's mad educational. You feel me? From your boy, man. I ain't saying I'm a scholar, a top scholar, but shoot, hey, man. You know what I mean? I drop a little gems here and there. So, and I drop some fire bars too. You feel me? So, hey, check that mug out, man. Check that mug out and go to the gym, man. It don't got to be crazy. Go 3 times a day. I mean, 3 times a day. That'll be crazy. Go like 3 times a week. Just get that heart pumping, that blood flowing. You feel me? I want my supporters to be rich in spirit, rich in health. You feel me? Man, shoot, rich in the bank account too, nigga. Hey, man, we're going to tap into that news report. Woo, 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 woo. News report. Biggie, 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 biggie. Yo, you ever see like sometimes like some news outlet give people light that I don't think they should be giving light to? You feel me? And I shouldn't be doing this either, but I'm gonna say it anyways just so I could prove my point. And I'm pretty much, I don't think I'm ever going to say it again. I ain't going to say never, because you'll know what it is. You feel me? Because when your boy get that Spotify deal, that Black Effect, that Apple Podcasts, that Barstools, all those, you know what I mean, them giants for the podcast things, man. Black Effect, Apple Podcasts, Spotify, Barstools. Like, bro, I'm a free agent. Yo, holla at me, man. I'm ready to work. I'm ready to work. I drop a podcast every Tuesdays and Fridays, 8 a.m. Pacific Standard Time. You know what it is, man. Subscribe. But yeah, if y'all listening, man, give your boy a chance, man. Real talk, man. Run up them numbers. But anyways, you know, when I get on that big of a scale, I know some stuff I have to tackle. So might as well right now. It made the news, so I'm like, okay, whatever. So it looked like, yo, it is what it is. Don't like giving this family light, but it is what it is. Yo, Kim Kardashian is named Chief Taste Consultant for Beyond Meat. Bruh, it's like, y'all couldn't pick anybody else? But I heard Kanye West I think Kanye West and her, before all this went down, they broke up or whatever it is, invested a lot of money into that. So maybe that's why she got that role. I don't know. You know what I mean? Hey, who am I, bro? Who am I? But hey, maybe her taste buds is right. Who knows? But yo, Beyond Meat is good. It's fire. I like it. Impossible Burger was cool too. Fire. I like it. And shit, I need to go actually go get some. Yo, they sell at Costco, but I'm waiting for that sale though. When they get that sale, you get that $4 off big pack. Whoo, lasts you a long time. Yo, what else, man, is going on in the news? Man, not much is going on with this joint. Yo, oh, this is dope. Yo, so you know how like burritos fall apart, right? And whoever came up with this, smart, genius. They need like a statue in their name or something like that. You know when you go to like Chipotle, you go to any burrito spot, them authentic burritos from Mexico and stuff like that, the food truck burritos, whatever it is, man, for the most part, damn near 90% of the time, 80% of the time, the burrito unravels or falls apart, right? This person invented an edible tape to stop burritos from falling apart. Woo! Round of applause, bro. Round of applause. That is so smart. So smart, bro. Respects, bro. Respects. And the thing is, man, it's a student. It's a student that came up with that, bro. Four U.S. engineering students brainstormed that perfection, bro. Respects to them, bro. That is dope. And I hope that they sell that and make hella bread off of it, because they should. Another flight thing they, I think, will be dope. It's kind of like bandages. You know how you can get bandages? Like, you can get Spider-Man, Batman. You can get, like, nursing stuff. You can get, like, computer stuff and whatnot. Like, it's just different styles to it, right? Pink, blue, all different type of colors. They should be able to do that for those strips, too. That would be fly, and that would be dope. You know what I mean? Because, like, when something come up, right? Like, let's say, like, this is the biggest one that I know, right? It can be, like, Autism Month, right? Cancer Month, Cancer Awareness, all that stuff, right? Christmas, all them things. You can change the strip to that type of style. And that restaurant, bro, it, whoo, bro. Yo, holla at me. Them four engineer students, yo, holla at me. I got some ideas, man. I got some great ideas. You feel me? Yo, man. One thing. One person's funny to me, and I don't know why he's so funny to me, bro. But this nigga is one of the funniest niggas without even being funny. You know what I mean? Like, I don't think he tries to be funny, but he's a funny character, bro. Yo, George Bush, bro. This nigga is so funny to me, bro. Whenever he talks, just, man, he's a funny individual, man. If I could just, like, just talk to this nigga one time. He should go into comedy, bro. He really should. And it's not even like I'm clowning him, bro. I'm dead serious. This nigga's funny to me. Like, yo, this is a funny nigga right here. But so anyways, bro. I guess, man, Iraqis still don't like this nigga. And you know what I mean? I don't blame them. Nigga went to war killing innocent people on their side and like that. They ain't even asked for it. So, yo, I feel it. You feel me? But anyways, an Iraqi who was living in Ohio was arrested for allegedly plotting to assassinate George Bush, man. Oh, man. So he was part of ISIS and stuff like that, man. Yo, dude, man, I can't even say his name. Shahab Ahmad. I mean, Shahab Ahmed Sahab. Sahab. Dang, bro. He has his first name is his middle name and last name. It says Sahab Ahmed Sahab Sahab. Wild, bro. That's kind of like Schleeman Schleeman, bro. It's a dude that I used to work with named Mike. And we called him Mike because when he went to Chicago, he explained the whole story. When Chicago, the most popular person at the time was Michael Jordan. So he said, yo, just call me Mike. And that's just been his name. But his first name is his last name. Schleeman Schleeman. I'll never forget that name, bro. So funny. But yo, check out that episode, though. It's in the first season when I was doing the More Life podcast with my cousin Sam. I think it's like, I don't know what episode it is. A 6, 7, something like that. But shouts to Schleeman Schleeman, a.k.a. Mike. Yo, respects to my man. I think he still works for Wells Fargo, so respects to mans. But yeah, anyways. Yeah, bro, they're trying to assassinate boy. Got arrested and stuff like that. ISIS still don't like that nigga, man. So they're still trying to take buddy out. It's a wild thing. Wild thing. But yo, that's all on the news report. Booga, 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 booga. Hey, bro. George Floyd anniversary just passed, man. It's been 2 years since my boy George Floyd passed. Still till this day, I have not seen the video of him getting murdered by suffocation, knee to the neck, for what was it, like 8 minutes and 27 seconds or nine? Like, I don't even know the time. Because I explained this on, and if yo, y'all need to go check that, those podcast episodes out, man. Season one, Minneapolis Energy. Y'all need to check that mug out, man. Those part one and part two was filled with a lot of anger, emotions. Full with a lot of light. Of course, we dropped the educational gems and fire bars in that mug with my man Wonton Soup, myself, my cousin Sam, Minneapolis Energy. Still one of the most popular episodes because we put our heart and soul into that episode, man. That's why it's two parts, bro, because it was really that much, you know. But y'all check that out, man. But anyways, I still haven't watched the video. Don't plan to ever watch the video because I know myself. I know if I watch that video, I'm going to be mad. I don't like, you know how some people, like, they know they're going to get mad and let themselves get mad, right? So they do this something on purpose to their own selves. Like, some people do some shit to get you mad on purpose. But when you do something to your own self to get your own self mad, bruh, to me, that's insane. That's insanity, because why would you do such a thing? Why would you want to put yourself through that? So me and High Rock, I don't do that, my guy. Like, why would I want to do that? Why would I want to do that to myself? I'm not, bro. I'm going to be chilling here and try to be as happy and as peaceful as I possibly can be. And that's how we rocking. And that's how it is on this podcast. You feel me? But sometimes, yo, I got to rant a little bit. Sometimes I got to express what's going on. But I'm not going to go out here and indulge myself in misery. You know what I mean? Misery loves company. And, yo, I'm not part of that company, my nigga. Whew, bars. I'm part of the peace company. You feel me? So, never watch the video. Never plan to watch the video. Not going to watch it. I seen a picture, you feel me, of like the nigga smiling. I seen the picture, you feel me, but I haven't watched the video. Never plan to watch the video. So anyways, so on the 25th, May 25th is when that went down 2 years ago, 2020. One of the most wildest videos, heartless videos, ruthless videos that people say. I'm pretty sure it is because I seen the picture. You feel me? And it stir up a whole, like, whole earth, bro. It, like, it impacted the whole earth, bro. The whole world. Like, it wasn't just Minneapolis when it, where it went down. Stirred up the whole thing. So, yeah, so rest in peace to my mans. Rest in paradise, man. Your energy and your soul still lives on here. We still feel it. Statue. You got a whole bunch of things named after you, man. So you definitely left stuff behind. And you definitely left money behind for your kids as well. By the impact that you did. I know it wasn't your actual money, but it was your impact that encouraged people to pay for your kids' colleges and stuff like that, man. So it's it blossomed into like kind of like a awakening in a way, right? For it's kind of effed up, but like it's give and take, you know what I mean? Like, in this world, in a way. And sometimes it's someone's life for a change to happen in a big way, or to at least open the awareness up. Because some people that I heard or seen, they didn't know that shit went down like that for us blacks, right? And minorities. I think us blacks get it worse, but you know what I mean? I know every minority have their own hurdles and tackles they have to do. Like with COVID, like Asian people were getting attacked like crazy. So, and black people weren't, you know what I mean? So everybody have like their own joint, but for some reason, cops always been on our backs trying to kill us. You know what I mean? So yeah. Sometimes it takes a life, and it was his, which is effed up, to open the awareness to, this shit really go down. This is some everyday shit. You know what I mean? God bless the girl that recorded it. I know she like, she said that she lived in fear because she had the evidence to put the cops away. You know what I mean? And but God bless her and the whole family. She had to move and do all this stuff. So protect her at all costs, like what they be commenting and saying. But yeah, for white people and those people that are just like clueless or always like turn the cheek whenever a cop killed a black person, whatever, you can't turn your cheek on that one. Can't do that. Not at all. So happy to open up some type of awareness. And did it make any changes? For a little bit. I'll say that. That's my honest opinion, bro. For a little bit. It did give a little educational point for us and anybody that encounters, interaction with police officers to, man, make sure you have that phone on you. And I said it before, and I said on Minneapolis energy, bro, because we had to deliver that energy, bro. And I said this, bro, for black people, community, bro. I ain't talking about individual looking and nah, fuck all that, bro. For our protection, bro, the best thing that was created with a cell phone with a camera in it, bruh. I'm telling you, nigga. Because take the George Floyd situation, right? If he had a gun, right, and he shot the cop, even my man down, handcuffed up, you feel me? Knee on the neck, and somehow George Floyd reversed that. Got a gun, well, has his gun, pull it from a sock or something, shot the cop dead, bruh, nigga would get charged for murder, bruh. straight up, even though it would have been self-defense, 100%. But nobody recorded that altercation, and it was just a he say, she say shit. Bro, George Floyd, that would have been in prison for life, murdering a police officer. I'm telling you, bro. I'm telling you. So you can't say, like, a gun is the best, like, creation. You know what I mean? To push the culture forward and help us in a big way, like, community-wise. Bro, it's the phone, because niggas, them people are afraid of us in a big way. Especially when you're smart, educated, and stuff like that. And then, like, if you're poor, broke, and, like, you know what I mean, doing some petty stuff, whatever, they're going to try to bully you and try to do some wild things. You know what I mean? Just kind of how they did George Floyd. Like, bro, nigga intentionally wanted to kill him, murder him, bro. That's a fact. You see it in his face. Then the autopsy nigga came and, like, they try to cover it up. That's what I'm telling you. That camera, they try to say it was a heart problem, a heart failure, bro. That's the story that they would have went with if that girl didn't record and post on social media. Bro, come on. Y'all niggas know I'm right. That phone recording, that video, got his daughter money to go to college, bro. 100%. It was because of that initiation. That brave black woman, bro, started recording. Greatest invention, possibly, for us as a culture. Not God created, minus all God creations. You know what I mean? It's the phone, with a camera in it, 100%. So then you can take it even on a positive note, like dancing videos and stuff like that on TikTok and shit like that, bro. It came from a lot of black people. Black people created us. We got the juice. We got the sauce, nigga. We fire. You know what I mean? And they put it up and niggas got paid to renegade, all types of stuff. You know what I mean? Phone with a camera. I'm telling you, bro. So take that phone that you have. You can do something positive with it. You can waste your damn life on it. You can do something negative with it. It's your perspective, man. It's your prerogative. It's how you want to take it and move it. You feel me? And something I'm going to start. And I notice, like, sometimes when I post stuff on social media too fast, I don't go through with it. So I ain't going to say it on here. I was about to say it, but I'm like, nah. I got to make the promise to myself. I ain't tell niggas about my podcast, nigga. I just did it and dropped it. And we keep dropping them every Tuesdays and Fridays, 8 a.m. Pacific Standard Time. You feel me? And we're just keeping the ball rolling. So I'm about to do something with the phone, but I'm not going to even, like, say it out loud. I'm going to do it and push forward. But respects to the whole George family, George Floyd family, and everybody that was a part of the movement, and the movement went crazy. I do gotta say this. F with a capital F, bruh. The Black Lives Matter founding movement, LLC people. You feel me? I'm not saying the whole movement, because the movement is bigger than some type of organization, LLC, or any of that shit. You feel me? So that's why I can't say F the whole thing, because then I'll be saying F a lot of genuine people that are really for us. You know what I mean? So I'm just saying the LLC organization, the people, I think her name's like Patrice Cullors or something like that, bro. F her. Yo, matter of fact, I gotta look it up. I just can't just be saying shit. And what's her name, bro? Her name is Patrice. Yeah, Patrice Cullors, man. It's two S's. Your boy was joined wrong. You know what I mean? She's an activist, a co-founder of the Black Lives Matter movement. Bro, F her, bro. This hoe went out with blood money, nigga. Real talk. This shit is blood money. Coughing. Senseless killing money, nigga. went out and bought mansions, nigga. Mansions. Multiple of them hoes, man. If you really over here, if you really over here, bruh, and for us, why the hell are you out here buying multiple mansions, nigga? $6 million a mansion, nigga? You don't need a mansion, bruh. You need something smooth, you feel me? I'm not saying your hard work should just go in vain and you don't get no rewards and shit like that. Nah, you did something, you feel me? You definitely put a lot of eyes on and shit like that. I ain't saying you didn't do nothing, bruh. Definitely not. But by you buying multiple $6 million cars, 20 cars, nigga, what? Bruh, you don't need that, bruh. There's no way you should have mansions, nigga. Like, there's just no way. You shouldn't have a nice place, live in a nice, you can have a gated community without having bringing a million. Bro, I can even shoot. Hey, man, you want to live in California? You might need like $2 million to get you a gated community, nice home or something like that. You feel what I'm saying? I'll give that shit to you. Hey, all right. $2 million? Okay. Max. You know what I mean? But for you to get $6 million, multiple of them hoes, multiple mansions, and you put it under the Black Lives Matter LLC, my guy. Nigga, what the fuck? You feel me? If it was going to be like that, why don't you just put it under your own name? But nah, you want to do like the, because you don't have to pay taxes on it and all that other shit. That's effed up, nigga. Niggas receive more than $100 million donations, bruh. And y'all was the front runners of the shit, bruh. Going crazy. And that's what I'm saying. I'm not saying that y'all shouldn't get anything because y'all put some bread, y'all put in some hard work. You feel me? But y'all put in that hard work for a whole fraud, bruh. That's the end resort. This shit was a fraud move, nigga. But if y'all was loyal to the soil, nigga, if you really was doing this shit from your core, you would do it. Go hard on it. And then get yourself a reward or whatever for your hard work. A $2 million California expensive. Not saying it's not. $2 million max. You feel me? You can get a nice one for 1.5. You feel what I'm saying? But you have $6 million, multiple of them hoes under the Black Lives under it, bro. That's the effed up part. And that's the wrong part, bro. You put it under it. So basically, nigga, that should be everybody that donated. That should be everybody's house. Since the charity. Where do you see charity that has $1 million mansions, nigga? Like, I don't know them all. You feel me? I'm not researching. Maybe there are some. You know what I mean? But from me, in my point of view, but I don't think there's a charity that's built off of blood money. You feel me? And then go be a fraud about that, nigga. That's effing backwards, nigga. And for you to do that, man, and you know how big it was and all that shit, but the whole time you thinking, oh, I'm about to get paid. I'm about to give me a nice mansion. This whole time, when there was freaking marches in every damn city, and you over here, I'm going to get more paid. Nigga, that's whack, bro. Like, for real. Even if, let's say if that was your plan and your move the whole time, right? When you see how big it got, that should change the course of your heart, bruh. If I ain't gonna say if you got one, but nigga, if you got one, if you ain't rotten to the core, nigga, be like, oh man, this ain't even right. Too many young black kids have passed away. Boys and girls, too many black women, too many black men for me to go and do this, man. Like, nah, I can't even do that. So let me change courses. You feel me? And I think in the Minneapolis energy, I shout y'all niggas out. Nah, let me take that shout back, bro. Nah, F all that. Y'all niggas is goofy, bro. And I am so happy I didn't donate to you niggas, man, because I almost did. I was looking how to donate and do it, man. I almost did. Now y'all put like a bad taste in my mouth, bro. I'm going to donate to any charity, but like some earth charity to help plant more trees and stuff like that. I've done that before. But now it's like, bruh, if it's like a random black person I don't know, you messed it up. Patrice and the rest of y'all niggas, y'all messed it up. Now, you got to always look at it both sides and both ways. And man, there's always three sides to every story. You feel me? You got the two people in it. The person that's watching it. So it could be different. I'm going to say this. You got to think of this too. Now, if she didn't do it, I know for a fact a white person would do it. Had to give y'all a little pause so y'all to catch that. I know that would happen. So it's like, you gotta take the good with the bad or the bad with the bad. Like, which one's more worse? To be honest, bro, like, I love how Jordans are expensive. Man, I buy them, I'd be like, damn. But I know majority of it, not all of it, but majority of it, I think it's like 90-10 or something like that, is going into Michael Jordan's pockets. Black man, I'm helping a black man get more successful, whatever. Cool. You feel me? I like that. Yeezy, same thing. You feel me? I believe that's 100% though to Kanye. Dope. Cool. Like, I like that, bruh. StockX. This on a bad note. Owned by a white person, but he's trying to run the culture. Run with the culture, bruh. Of sneakers, nigga. We made that shit legendary, nigga. Us. Nobody else, nigga. Us, nigga. And you know, everybody know that for a fact. Y'all niggas was wearing Skechers and weird ass Adidas and weird Converses and shit like that, nigga. Nah, nigga. We came over here and rectified this whole sneaker game, nigga. Cause we got that sauce, we got that fire, you know what I mean? But this nigga did his little thing and plugged in. Nigga plugged in, and it's one of the most goofiest things. And I make fun of anybody who ever got this. If you buy shoes off of there and you keep the little tag on there, that's green tag that says Stock X verified, nigga, them niggas sell fake shoes. You feel me? I bought, and you're putting extra money in a other person's pockets, nigga. When we started this culture, bruh, it's us, nigga. So let's keep it in the niche, nigga. At least give it to minority, if anything. That's why, bro, we go off a goat. You know what I mean? Asian niggas. But hey, I rock with my niggas. Orange chicken, teriyaki chicken, fried rice, ramen, all that shit. You know, I rock with it. I love it. So, hey, rocking with it. So, but anyways, so it's that. You know what I mean? I didn't want to go on a tangent on a different avenue. We got to stay on subject. So, like that, like, damn, bro, like, if it wasn't her, it would have been someone else. I guarantee you that. I guarantee you. It's like the Red Cross, Blue Cross, whatever them niggas is called. These people say don't donate to them because they don't do nothing. They bring a little bit of water, but that's it. And they just fence the rest of the bread. So it was bound to happen, right? And it's effed up that to the level it got, those black people didn't understand and just be like, damn, bro, I can't even do this to my people. You feel me? So it's like, y'all lying about it. That's the other thing. If y'all just owned up to it or something, well, they'll probably go to prison. But it's y'all lying about it and trying to keep it up, this thing like, bruh, y'all done. Y'all can't do nothing because smut is all over y'all name. And anybody that tatted like Black Lives Matter on them, oh man, I feel sad for them niggas. Bro, I feel sad for them niggas, man. I really do. Because that shit ain't even cool. But, man, that's that. So, F. Patrice Cullors and everybody else as a founder of the Black Lives Matter. You feel me? LLC. Joint, like the whole charity shit. F them niggas. Not the whole movement. Because it's bigger than them. So I still respect the movement, of course, because a lot of people is really fighting for us. And that was fly and that was dope. Now, bruh, I know. Y'all was like, man, is he going to talk about it? Yes, I'm going to talk about it, bruh. I didn't even want to do this shit, bruh. I didn't even want to talk about this. I had another part two, like, series that was going to tie in with last episode about Haiti's misery. I need to break down Haiti even more. But this happened, this got too big, and this shit dear to my heart, nigga. That was like, yo, next episode, I'm going to talk about the other side of Haiti and stuff like that. Because, bro, I can't stand a cowardly bitch, bro, that does anything to children, bro. Anything, nigga. I don't give a fuck, bro. I can't stand them niggas, man. That's why anybody do anything like that, they go to prison, they die, man. Do I feel sorry for them niggas? Hell nah. Am I going to cry? No. Most likely, I'm going to say, man, that's what they get. And I'm not the type of person that's supposed to, you know what I mean? God's supposed to judge shit like that. Man, some shit is just a no, bro. It's just nah, nigga. Nah. You know what I mean? There's no justification any type of way for that shit. I don't give a fuck what happened, nigga. I care if that the kid pissed on your shoes, nigga. Do not care. No, bro. You shouldn't. Just no way. So, you know what I mean? In Texas, if y'all don't know, I'm pretty sure y'all know. There's shooting that happened. Ah, man. Ah, nigga, I don't even like talk about this shit, bro. Oh, my goodness. All right. Let's run through it. All right. So 19 children and two teachers were killed, man. Oh, man. And it's wild because I was on the anniversary of George Floyd thing, man. I'm pretty sure I don't have nothing to tie in with it. But, nigga, I was just talking about a mass shooting that happened in Buffalo, New York, nigga, like an episode ago. Like, nigga, this shit's still going down. Mass shootings are still happening like crazy. Nigga, there was more mass shootings than days in the year, nigga. Literally, bro, there was. There has been in the United States, at least. And I talked about this before when I believe there's a mass shooting that happened in California or something like that. And I spoke about it. Like, bro, what the fuck is niggas doing, man? Like, real talk, though, nigga. Like, what is niggas doing, bro? I'm so like, oh my goodness, bro. And the thing is, bro, I ain't even acting like that. Anybody that know me, nigga, know I don't play this shit when it comes to kids, bro. Like, I don't. Any type of that shit, bro, I don't play, man. I don't like it. I don't give you no passes, nigga. I don't give a fuck, nigga. F you in your whole existence, nigga. From whenever you came up with that thought, until you die, bro. Real talk, nigga. I don't play. So there's a senator that said some pretty fly stuff, and I'm gonna play it for y'all because that's how, bro. I'm so, man. I was like, nigga, I ain't really got no words. You know what I mean? I can't articulate and put the best words together. The one thing I can't articulate and put together and let y'all know, I don't stand for any of that shit, bro. Never in my life, never will, never get a pass, man. Like I said, F whoever has any type of thinking of killing children ever or doing anything bad to children ever, bro. F you and your whole existence, bro, for real. All right, let's play this video, man. Let's play this video for y'all.
There are 14 kids dead.
It was 19, but this video came out. Chris Murphy, Senator Chris Murphy, shouts to this man because he said a dope speech. But he put this out before they found more bodies. The total before they find 5 other kid bodies, nigga, effed up. But yeah, he put it out before then. So yeah.
In an elementary school in Texas right now. What are we doing? What are we doing? Just days after a shooter walked into a grocery store to gun down African-American patrons, we have another Sandy Hook on our hands. What are we doing? There have been more mass shootings than days in the year. Our kids are living in fear. Every single time they set foot in a classroom because they think they're going to be next. What are we doing?
Do you feel me, bro? And that's the effed up part. You feel me? Like, yo. Like. What am I going to say? Like. Us being an adult and blacks growing up and stuff like that. Niggas start getting the fear of living a bit like when we hit like 18, 19, 20, we start figuring out like, damn, nigga, this shit's really systematically against us. You feel me? But we don't really hit that until then. And I guess the vast majority of the United States and stuff. You feel me? I'm not talking about like the crazy hood and shit like that. You seen killing like 5 times a week, bro. You know what I mean? And ever since you're 5 years old or something like that. I ain't talking about them places. I'm talking about just the vast majority everywhere. You know what I mean? I say average about for black people, probably 18. You feel me? Like, niggas start living in fear in a way. Like, yo, this shit's really against us, nigga. You feel me? Now, nigga. Bro, places that we thought were safe aren't even safe, nigga. Churches, mosques, schools, hospitals, grocery stores, nigga. A festival, nigga. Just chilling, doing my thing. I'm about to go grab me a. I remember in Buffalo, New York, they said a dude went to just grab a cake for, I believe, his daughter or his niece or something like that. Somebody in his family just grab a cake from the store real quick and ain't come back, nigga. You don't think, oh, yeah, I might just go to the store real quick. Nigga, that store real quick, I'll be right back. Bro, it's not promised with this shit going on, how wild this shit is. Man, bro, it's crazy out here, nigga. Like, It just makes no sense, man. It really don't. And I don't know how to like say the best thing for y'all, make this shit feel good and you are good or whatever the case is, bro. Like, cause no matter what I say, it can't, bro. Man, it's just deep right here. But man, we about to tap into another video of the this gonna be the actual father of the shooter that went into that school and killed all them kids and the two teachers. Man, I know it's triggering, it's touching this like that, man. But rock with your boy, rock with your boy. You know what I mean? I'm going through this with you and everybody else that's here. You know what I mean? So, all right, now we get to talk to the father, man. Respects this man because he said some real dope things too. So, hey, let's hear him out.
Would he spend a lot of time in his room alone?
Yes. Sometimes he would go. I'd take him to work with me. Not all the time, but I would take him to work.
And it didn't seem like he went to school very often.
No, well, this past year he didn't go to school. He didn't graduate, but he didn't go to school.
Why?
I don't know. You tell them, and they think they know kids nowadays, they know everything.
Did you notice that he was growing disturbed? Was he becoming upset? Was he any different?
He was very quiet. He was very quiet.
Everybody says he almost didn't talk very much.
No, he didn't talk very much.
Did he talk to you?
Oh, just when we go to work or here or there, you know.
What kind of things?
Very, very, very seldom.
What kind of things would you talk about?
No, we never did have a conversation. Just I remember he would tell me sometimes. I remember when I was little, I would carry him, and he would tell me things like that.
Why didn't he live with his mother?
They had probably problems or something.
And so it was his birthday last Monday? Turned 18?
Yeah, on
the 16th.
On the 16th or something. Yeah, last week I think it was his birthday.
Yeah.
My wife took him to Applebee's to eat supper or dinner or whatever. It's the same.
Did you know that he bought those weapons?
No. Like I said, I don't like weapons. I cannot be around weapons.
Because you have a record.
Yes.
And it's illegal for you to actually be around.
Yeah, that's right. I cannot be around guns. I hate when I see all the news, all those people that get shot. I'm against all that. I say, why do they let these people buy guns and all that? Those stupid whatever they shoot.
And Rolando, when you heard about the shooting, what did you do? Did you even know that it was your grandson?
No, the neighbor called me. He told me she had been shot. And when I came over here, he told me that he had taken off on the...
And your son, your grandson didn't have a driver's license, right?
No.
He didn't even know how to drive.
No.
What went through your mind when you heard?
I didn't say
your
nothing.
Grandson.
It still hasn't sunk in
of
yet.
Course.
You believe me?
And so, did he ever talk about guns or weapons with you? Did he talk about being upset or angry?
No.
Saying it came out of the blue.
Yeah.
If you could have done anything differently, would you have done?
I didn't know he had weapons or nothing or this or that there. If I would have known, I would have reported him.
You would have reported your own grandson?
Yes, because I'm against all that.
Respects to that man, bro. Respects to that man, because I would have done the same thing, bro. I'm telling you, like,
14.
If sorry about that. If like my kid or something like that, grandson, whatever it is, I don't give a damn what it is, bro. If I have any type of hunch, nigga. The tiniest bit, bro, that you about to do some wild shit like that, nigga, I'm going to report you, bro. I ain't never been a snitch, nigga. And I don't plan to tell on anybody, nigga. I mind my own business, do my own thing, nigga. But some wild shit going on, whatever it affect me and stuff that I stand for and stuff that I value and got morals for, nigga, I'm telling on you, bro. I'm just calling the cops. Like, hey, bro, come get this nigga. He wilding out. He being a mad goofy, bro. You handle him. You feel me? Because that's respect, nigga. That's respecting your views, your boundaries, your morals, nigga. It's respecting yourself as an individual. Not going and turn the other cheek and just let that shit happen. Hell nah. No, we can stand for that. I would never stand for that, nigga. That's crazy, nigga. And the thing is, if nigga wanted to go, right? Nigga want to commit suicide. Hey, I had a whole episode about the whole suicide stuff. Y'all go check that out if you haven't. That stuff is tough, man. I've been there. I've been low like that, bro. I had one of them darkest days of my life, bro. Real talk. I made it out that motherfucking storm, though. But not one time that I ever think it was bad for me. I'll make it bad for everybody else and kill other people and stuff like, bro, especially children. No, nigga, or other people, period. No, bro. I never had that once. I only thought about myself. It's wild when someone takes someone else out, like with themselves, like when they do like the wife kills the husband and the kids and then kill herself. Nigga, why don't you just kill yourself, nigga? Or the husband kill the wife and the kids and then kill himself. Nigga. Why didn't you just kill yourself, bruh? That's effed up, man. So for this goofy ass nigga, why he go kill his grandma? How do you pull a trigger on your grandma, nigga? But she has the same thing as people killing their own kids, nigga. That's a whole different level. But anyways, he killed his grandma. Hop on the truck and then go to school. And light the school up, nigga. 19 kids, nigga. 19? I never heard somebody take out 19 children before, nigga. 10, 11, 9, whatever. Like, bruh, what? Oh, my goodness, bruh. And I heard somewhere someone be like, man, there should be security at schools. And bruh, there shouldn't be. I ain't against it, but listen, there should it be, because that should be a safe haven, nigga. If something bad, someone chasing you, some crazy shit going on, or whatever the case might be, bro, you run to a school, nigga, for safety, for shelter, nigga. When there's a hurricane or something like that, what's packed out, nigga? Churches, schools, you feel me? Hospital, shit like that. That should be a safe haven, bro, a safe place. It should be a sanctuary, a place, a land that should not be effed with in a bad way. I can say only in America, but shit, this is the only place I ever heard that we need to protect little kids like that, nigga. Do you see how effed up that is mentally as humanity, nigga? Yo, we gonna have the whole SWAT team at this elementary school to protect them from random people pulling up and lining them up. Nigga, what? That don't even sound normal, nigga. That don't sound like a fun place or fun living environment or safe living environment, nigga. If that shit's going down, nigga. Like, nigga, what the fuck? Nigga, that is not a solution, nigga. At all. Then for all those people, I gotta say this, nigga. I don't really give a damn. For all those people that's saying, pray for Texas, pray for the children. Nigga, F all that, nigga. I'm saying that because most of the time when people say shit like that, they don't pray. They don't actually say a prayer, nigga. Actually really say a prayer. Respect to the people that say pray for Texas and pray for the family, for healing and all that, and they actually pray. Respects. I ain't saying F y'all. I'm saying the people that just post on social media or just say this or whatever it is, but they don't actually send a prayer, actually say a prayer. They just say that phrase. That shit watered down than a mug, bruh. That shit watered down, nigga. I don't like when people say that, or when people just like they hit you up, right, and they just be like, yo, I'll pray for you. But they don't actually pray. Don't say that shit, bruh. That shit mad annoying, mad goofy, mad watered down. Get your goofy ass out of here, nigga. Man. man, bro. I don't understand niggas that say that and do that, bro. And they don't actually have any type of weight behind their words. There's no action behind them. I'm just gonna do this. Bro, if you ain't putting no action behind it, nigga, save them words for something else, nigga. Stop talking, bro. Keep them words in your chest. Maybe it'll make you act more and talk less. I'm gonna say that again, because that was a bars, nigga. Keep them words in your chest. Maybe it'll make you act more and talk less. Bro, this shit is crazy, man. You know, whole United States shit's just wild, nigga. It's just wild in America, nigga. Like, it's a wild place, bro. Like I said, bro, it wild that niggas can't come up with a, they think it's a solution, nigga, to be like, yo, let's have SWAT teams at the schools. Nigga, why should that even be there? That should be in other places, nigga. High school, at our high school, nigga, we, man, the shit was, niggas was wilding. And maybe you might need it, so I'm not against at high schools. Not a whole damn SWAT team and shit like that. But two police officers, oh, that's cool. You know what I mean? Put a little fear in the kids' hearts and shit like that. Like, they ain't gonna do nothing too crazy, too wild. And then again, you had a Colorado joint, Columbine. You know what I mean? So, two cops, ain't bad. Man, I'm just lost for words, nigga. The niggas, just the people here in America, that's the thing, bro. Like, I want to live here, but then again, I don't, nigga. Like, for real, man. Like, it's not like bad stuff gonna happen. You feel me? Anywhere in this world, you're never gonna escape it. Just like good shit's gonna happen. You feel me? Car accidents, just you know what I mean? Shit's gonna happen, nigga. Can't prevent everything. You feel me? Because God gave us free will and shit go down. But we can prevent a lot of that shit, though. Traffic lights decrease the amount of car accidents. You feel me? Just that alone. Because, nigga, I've been to places without traffic lights. Nigga, I've been to Haiti, nigga. No traffic lights, accidents all the time. Clogged roads, like, mad annoying, nigga. One of the most dumbest things ever. But it don't 100% stop accidents, clogged roads, but it helps, though. That's what I'm saying. That's why, bro, we should. 100%. 100%, bro. Change the laws up a bit. Real talk. Real talk, nigga. Because it's too loosely out here, nigga. It's just too motherfucking loosely, nigga. And it's just like, ah, y'all niggas is motherfucking wildin'. Niggas is motherfucking wildin', bro. But the thing is, though, America's kind of built on guns, nigga. That's the wild part. That's the thing that's gonna be like, to reverse that is, it's gonna be like hell in the United States, bro, to reverse that. I know these niggas out here, bro. I know these niggas out here, bro. They ain't gonna play fair. They ain't gonna freaking back down. A lot of niggas is gonna have to die for us to reverse this law. It's just facts. You know what I mean? I'm not even trying to be funny, good about it. a Debbie Down ass nigga or anything like that. I'm just saying, man, it's going, a lot of people gonna lose lives, bro, to reverse this. And it's gonna be no 1 year thing, bro. This gonna have to be a huge thing. I saw this video on YouTube. It's about how Australia did experiment with gun control. And we're about to tap into it and listen to it and see how these niggas is doing with it or what's going on with it.
Throw them out! Enough is enough!
Anti-gun activists in the US have been pushing for gun law reform. Australia, having made substantial changes to its gun laws, is often held as an example. The country has a very low rate of gun-related homicide when compared to the US, where people are at least 20 times more likely to be murdered by firearms. Stricter gun controls can't stop every mass shooting, but they have made Australia a significantly safer place. Here's how. Australia used to have a serious problem with gun violence. Researchers define mass shootings as five or more deaths, not including the perpetrator. From 1979 to 1996, there were 13 mass shootings, resulting in over 100 deaths and more than 50 injuries. However,
that sounds wild, but the United States numbers is way more wild than that. Niggas talking about 17. Nigga, we over here at the 300 and shit like that. You know what I mean? In a 10-year span, like, hey, rest in peace to those people, but there's a difference in America. That's what I'm saying, bro. It's going to be tough to reverse this mug, bro. Not just that, just the how niggas have so much passion behind guns. Oh, my goodness here. Ain't even funny, but let's continue this joint.
Due to the gun lobby and politicians sympathetic to their firearm-owning voters, little was done to stop gun deaths.
Being a politician and living in that bloody house is the most important thing to them. They're not worth it.
In April 1996, that all changed.
On the island of Tasmania, the worst massacre in Australian history is finally over. At least 34 people were killed and four others critically wounded.
Armed with two rifles, an AR-15 and a 308 FN, Martin Bryant made his way through Port Arthur historic site, killing 35 people and injuring a further 23. Both guns were semi-automatic, rapid-fire weapons, and both were legal in the state of Tasmania. At the time, the Port Arthur massacre was the worst single-person mass shooting in global history. It utterly shocked Australians and reignited public outrage. Just 12 days later, the then Prime Minister John Howard pushed through a sweeping set of gun regulations, despite a lack of support from his rural constituency.
I'm sorry about that, but there is no other way.
Within a month, the government passed the National Firearms Agreement, transforming gun legislation in the country.
That's what the hell Biden need to do, nigga. You know what I mean? You need to push through. Fuck all that, nigga. Y'all niggas ain't supporting me because there's going to be some pushback like a mug here. But it's doable, nigga. You see other countries doing it. Nigga, it can work. It's going to take some time, definitely. Because the amount of pushback these American niggas, these... It's America, it's my country. You know what I mean? Them type of niggas, it just takes some motherfucking work, especially in the South, nigga. Whoo! It's gonna be an all-out war, nigga. I'm telling you.
Port Arthur massacre, gun laws varied from state to state. What the agreement did was standardize the laws nationally. Certain semi-automatics and self-loading rifles and shotguns were banned. New licensing requirements were adopted, and a national firearms registry was established. The law says Australians need a genuine reason for having a firearm, such as sport shooting or for agricultural use. It doesn't include self-defense. People must go through background checks and wait 28 days before they can buy a gun.
You feel me, bruh? There has to be a reason to have a gun other than that, nigga. Let's throw these dukes, you feel me? Let's throw these hands, nigga. Like, what's up? You feel me? Everybody act all tough, nigga, because niggas got a gun. But nigga, that shit ain't flying and niggas ain't acting tough and doing all that talky, wacky, wacky and blah, 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 and talking out the side of their neck, nigga, if niggas don't got a gun, bro. Because niggas know they can't throw hands, bro. And then niggas might just fight it out and just be like, ah, that's it. You know what I mean? Instead of, you might have like a death in your hands. Nigga, black eye or death? Come on, man. Let's go.
The government also spent $375 million to buy back 640,000 civilian-owned guns and then destroyed them. After the gun law reform, the total number of homicides involving a firearm decreased by half. The total number of gun-related deaths fell rapidly as well, dropping more than half in 2016 compared with 1996. Australia didn't see a single mass shooting from 1996 to 2018, more than 22 years. However,
bruh, that is dope, bruh. For 22 years? Man, only if one day America can see that, man.
Anti-gun activists warned that following years of lobbying by pro-gun groups, Australia's strict gun laws have been eroded, and gun numbers are almost back to the same level as at the time of the Port Arthur massacre. In May 2018, a family of seven, including four children, were shot dead in an apparent murder-suicide in the state of Western Australia. It's brought back painful memories and uncertainty about the issue many thought had been resolved. Australia is not totally immune to mass shootings, but its response to the Port Arthur massacre demonstrated how strong political leadership and strict gun control policies can help curb violence and save lives.
You feel me, bruh? That stuff can really save lives, man. It can really save lives, bruh. Come on, bro. Another country that's doing a dope, man. Japan. Shouts to Japan one time. All my Japanese. Respects to y'all, man. Y'all doing it big. Look at this. This is what they got with their gun control laws, man. This should go hard. Other than the police and the military, no one in Japan may purchase a handgun or a rifle. Hunters and target shooters may possess shotguns and air guns under strictly conditions. The police check gun licenses, ammunition, inventory to make sure that there is no shells or pellets unaccounted for. Respects to them, bro, because they're doing the damn thing, man. They doing the damn thing, bro. Niggas gotta change these motherfucking gun laws, bro. And I'm gonna go with Japan's rule because that's what I came up with. Oh, and another thing, just because it's a little different than here in Japan. And one thing I would change from that, though, is the police got just rubber bullets, bro. The military keep the guns, like the actual guns. Police got rubber bullet type of guns because the police out here be killing niggas. You feel me? And we ain't rocking with that. So they ain't so trigger happy and all that. They don't get shooting niggas with bullets. I mean, rubber bullets. You feel me? Mugs is going to hurt. You feel me? But can't kill nobody. Definitely take all the guns away from everybody for and niggas can actually throw their hands, nigga, instead of thinking everybody tough just because they got a gun, nigga. There'll be less bank robberies. All types of shit will just be decreased. You feel me? But to get there is going to be one of the craziest hurdles in world history, nigga, because these American niggas, oh my goodness. Niggas want to invest so much money in guns, this, guns, that. You feel me? So, yeah, let's chill off of that. And let's try to get to Japan, man. That sounds like a nice place to live, my guy. That sounds like a nice place to live. That's the same thing in the UK. Bruh, after they had a crazy shooting in Great Britain, Dublin school massacre that took place near Stirling, Scotland, UK. on March 13th, 1996, when Thomas Hamilton shot dead 16 students and one teacher. That's almost the same identical number that happened with Texas. Injured 15 others before killing himself. It remains the deadliest mass shooting in the UK, bruh. Other than that, there's a couple others, bro. One just happened recently in August 2021, almost a year ago. Plattmouth. You know, I mean, this thing went on a shooting spree. 22-year-old Jake Davidson shot and killed 5 people and injured 2 others. You feel me? But them light numbers for United States, you know what I mean? Niggas be like, ah, sweep down there the rug type of shit. So, like, it's not crazy, but us, we have it more than days in the year, nigga. Like, come on, bro. We ain't halfway through the year yet and shit be going down like this. Nigga, what? It's not even fair. Niggas living in a war zone, but war zones like free for all, no type of rules, but niggas won't say that they're rules. And for the most part, when shit like this go down, niggas will say something. Like a mass shooting will happen. Niggas will say something, push their own agenda, pray for the family. We should do something. End up not doing shit. Then another mass shooting happens. Shit just go round and round in a circle. And it's so goofy. I'm tired of it. Especially with little kids dying, nigga. Ugh. I can't stand it, bro. I can't. And for all y'all, not in power, but all y'all that can say something and do something about the gun laws, in a way, but don't, are absolutely stupid, absolutely dumb for you not to think there's a problem. But yo, just pray and push y'all on agenda. It's just completely dumb, bro. Completely one of the most dumbest things ever, bro. And we're going to end it like this, man. There was a girl in Grand Rapids, Michigan. Shouts to her. She going to say her name. And there was a killing. An officer killed a boy, young. And she said one of the dopest speeches. That's how we're going to end the podcast, man. Y'all hear this, man. Shouts to this young, beautiful, genius, gonna make great things happen in life. Woman, young woman. Respects to her, man, because I'm kind of done talking about this, man. And yeah, here you guys go.
My name is Nayar Taminga. I am 13 years old.
Nayar, respects. Clap for her. Clap for her. She about to say one of the dopest things ever.
My name is Nayar Taminga. I am 13 years old. I've lived in Grand Rapids almost my whole life. I'm going to say it again. I'm 13 years old. All of you are adults. Adults, right? You can drive, you can drink, you can vote. I don't have that. When I asked my mom if I could be dropped off here, her response was, "Is it safe? Is it safe?" You know, we had someone come up here and talk, "Don't teach our children to disobey those who are protecting us." I don't see them protecting me. If you want to talk about those protecting me, I look to those who are standing right now, because my trust isn't in them. I don't trust any of you. I don't trust any of the police officers, because you have shown time and time again that we cannot trust you. I go to City High Middle School, just voted the top high school in the state. You know what they teach us? Teach us to speak up for yourself. We're IB learners, right? We're smart. None of you are smart. None of you can recognize murderers. You can identify that there is a problem, but you cannot fix it. I don't know much about the law. Again, I'm young, but I'm pretty sure an accomplice to a murder should be arrested. And right now, all of you sitting and doing nothing are accomplices to a murder.
Please, please refrain from the additional commentary. If you could let her finish.
I am sorry. They are fine. I'm still allowing
please,
to speak.
Go ahead. Please, go ahead.
I am frustrated, and frustrated can't even begin how absolutely terrified I am to live here.
Yo, I apologize, man. Somebody was calling me. I don't know why these people calling me. Man, let's rewind this back.
Allow me to speak.
Go ahead. Please, go ahead.
I am frustrated, and frustrated can't even begin how absolutely terrified I am to live here. I'm expected to raise my kids here. I'm expected to go outside and walk my 5-year-old little brother. God forbid we look too scary. God forbid he accidentally is wearing his hood and we get the police called on us because we are window shopping to go steal later. I don't want to keep coming here. Trust me, this is not how I want to spend my night. I don't want to come here. I don't want to sit here and I don't want to have to beg you to stop killing people. That's not what I want to do. I have friends. I have other things that I could be doing, and I'm sitting in front of a group of adults who think murder is okay. And you can't sit here and tell me you don't think murder is okay because you're allowing it to happen. If you want to talk about God, you want to talk about Jesus, I'm a Christian. I don't know what God some of these people believe in, but it sure ain't mine. I have never read in the Bible where he said we should allow the people who are supposed to be protecting us kill us. I'm sorry, maybe I missed that scripture, though. I don't want to do this. I don't want to do this. Please, please do not make me sit here and scream another name. Do not sit here and make me beg. And God forbid that name is mine. God forbid that name is any of these people. God forbid. Thank you.
Thank you.
Respects our young black girl from Grand Rapids. Blessings to you and your family. May God protect you. May God protect us all. You already know what it is. You already know what it is from the east to the west. They know who this is. Who is it? It's Justin. Justin. Justin Bless. None less, nigga.